Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church with a worldwide reach and an intimate impact on lives through the provision of our omnipotent God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of his provisions is the blessing of the internet. We're based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God and make you aware of some of his attributes. And to help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator Clock to help you recognize a few of the many things that are unique and special about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 12 o'clock. God is eternal life. God is eternal life. What is eternal life? Quite simply, eternal life is the life that God possesses. Eternal life does not connect to time as much as it connects to quality, because the life that God has is not bound in any way by time. Eternal life is a divine exchange. You can trade in everlasting life, the life that we as humans are born with, a life with a beginning and no ending, and receive as a gift from God the eternal life. Eternal life is God's own life living in you. John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus was talking to the woman at the well. Jesus answered and said to the woman at the well, "Everyone who drinks of this water from this well will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The water from a human well takes a lot of hard work to acquire. But the water the Lord gives us is provided through the baptism of God the Holy Spirit and requires no work on our part at all. Eternal life is a free gift from a gracious God, then. John chapter 3, verse 16 says this: God the Father loved the world so much. He loved the world unconditionally, and he loved the world so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but will have eternal life. God's gift of eternal life is available to everyone, and it is motivated by God's unconditional love for all of his creatures. Eternal life is freedom from the power of death. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 say this: Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Martha, do you believe this?" Once we become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not die spiritually. We are free from the fear of death. Eternal life starts at the moment of salvation. In the original language of the New Testament, eternal life is called the Zoe life, a life of abundance, which begins immediately at the point of salvation. John chapter 10, verse 10 says this: the thief Satan comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, came that believers may have the Zoe life, the eternal life, the resurrection life, and have it abundantly. And so we need to know that God has an enemy who wants to ruin our experience of the Zoe life, an experience that begins at the moment of salvation and not at a future time. Eternal life is a relationship. It's a personal and intimate relationship with the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 3 says this: "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you, God the Father, have sent." Those with eternal life keep on getting to know their God. Eternal life continues forever. The soul once born never dies. you get to choose where it spends eternity. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28 say this, "My sheep hear my voice. I, the Lord Jesus Christ, know my sheep, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, obey him, and have faith that they will never lose their salvation. Eternal life cannot be achieved by the effort of man. It is always a free gift from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says this, "For the wages of sin is spiritual death. But the free gift of God the Father is eternal life in union with Christ Jesus our Lord." Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, then, is a complete reversal of fortune. We move from spiritual death to a spiritual life that lasts forever. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 12 o'clock. God is eternal life. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.